I don't know if you ever knew Brisbane had one air raid alert. One. And boy, it was funny. They'd had plenty of practices. The air raid system go, nothing would happen. Cars would keep going along the road. But this one, it came when we were at prac school. And we knew we had to get the kids down to the trenches. And anyhow, I think it was grade three, I was with Heckheim. And the air raid alert went, and suddenly, I've never heard anything so strange in my life. There was absolute silence. No cars, no trams, no nothing. It bang, stopped. They were all just going to a shelter the closest they could get. So we got the kids out to the trenches, and we got them in the trenches and had to keep the heads down. And I was sitting there, and I knew I knew we used to get out at the river and walk up the hill to the Ascot School. It was a penny cheaper than going the long way round. And when we reclaimed our fares at the end of the month, we always charged this. So we got a penny extra. But down at the wharves that morning, I remembered all the destroyers lined up. I thought, God, if those Japs are coming over, they're going to go there straight away. And I tell you, I was nearly shitting myself. Then I noticed one poor little kid in the grade three. She was sitting there and she suddenly wet in her pants. And another kid wet in his pants too. I thought, this is no good. Everything was quiet. And it was quiet. Oh, it was frightening. Yes. Anyhow, I thought, this is no good. So I got up and said, let's sing some songs. Pack up your troubles. I said, keep your heads down, kids. Right. But I got up. I thought, boy, I'll get down quick if I can hear a plane. And anyhow, Bob Mybush got me later. He thanked me very much. He said, you did a marvellous job. I said, I didn't do anything, Mr. Mybush. You did more than you think, he said. And I was pretty proud of that, but I was scared as hell. God, I was. But then we left Ascot School. Second year we went to Eagle Junction.